Hey friends, this is your Creative Kaibigan, a podcast where we dilute famous keynotes into graspable advice on creativity, productivity, and storytelling by some of the leading creatives across the world. My name's Joe. I'm so honored to be your host, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Let's start the podcast. The Paradox of Efficiency, according to Edward Tenner, world-renowned historian and recipient of the Guggenheim Fellowship for Natural Sciences, dictates that throughout history, the obsession with efficiency has made us, well, less efficient. He illustrates that through examples given in his talk, with notes from coming in history of public transportation, how we keep medical records, and even potatoes, it is the need for that perfect system, where, according to Tenner, we continuously chased for an idealist situation, where we want simple and quick solutions for what is ultimately extremely complex problems. We spend less time on what ultimately troubles us, according to Tenner. When we do this, we spend less time on a seemingly complex problem. We eventually wait it out in hopes of a perfect scenario. In Tenner's opinion, however, we are bound to develop a false positive pattern of recognition. This comes with the idea that maybe we would need to accept chaos throughout our lives. In his words, it may be wasteful to avoid waste at all. The disorganization and complex issues we will face are inevitable. However, we should be constant as in our willingness to face them, head on, and on accepting this chaos as a part of our overall solution to the problem. He calls to action the concept of inspired inefficiency, where, amid data and measurement presented to us, we will be actively resilient towards what is the inevitable chaos we'll face when going through complex problems we need to solve. He will give us 7 possible options that we can use to instill this habit. He firstly takes on the scenic route, allow spontaneity to come through your life, and that means saying yes to serendipity. Position yourself for the best possible fashion for good spontaneity to happen. Tenner mentioned secondly that we need to be active in our daily lives. Actively get up from the couch and get used to life without dependence on items to keep your day going. Tenner most especially includes physical movement throughout the day is most important to keep you going. Thirdly, in the event of making a mistake, according to Tenner, it doesn't exist not unless you monetize on them. Great discoveries can come up first in form of a mistake. Learn from them, or thus welcome the development of developing imaginative accidents. What is ultimately an error could be a solution for another problem. Next, Tenner also encourages us to sometimes go through the manual way of doing things. It may be the most efficient, that sometimes there's no such existence of having a shortcut. Have that desired difficulty, according to Tenner. Amid there's no other option but to do the hard work, it is much well earned if there's no viable option to take the shorter path. The long way can ultimately be more trusted and a secure way to reach your goal. Amid difficulty, there's more development bound to happen. Tenner also suggests that there's a constant theme throughout history, which is ultimately the concept of change. He goes on to explain that monoculture can often be deadly, as it doesn't take room for progress. People must adapt to change along with its environment. No item in the world can ever predict the future. So the constant practice we ultimately need to do is just be prepared for it. Human intuition, according to Tenner, can always replace machines. Rely, savor, and uplift in all ways we can. His second and to the last idea is to pass on what is long-standing skills. It is through passing it on that we have multiple systems or sets of people that can practice tradition so it is not forgotten over time. I would sort it out to heritage. If one follows another, it can take up the torch and keep the fire lit and keeping us alive for generations to come. Keep on working on our skills, according to Tenner. Be it in no matter in what field, we could potentially use it in the future. And lastly, Tenner talks about rationally extravagance, wherein failure is at first can ultimately be the price of success. In the end, Tenner teaches us that we all inevitably need to become welcoming of chaos into our lives, because they force us to be creative. The shorter path can ultimately be the curve to the direction we need to go, so embrace and accept failure as the next stepping stone to success. Hey, it's Joe. I hope you liked the creative advice today. Please check out the creative works featured in this episode. Now make sure to turn off your phone, use what you learned today, and do something creative. Hope to see you in the next episode.